Tuesday night was fantastic for the club and for the supporters and the players, but it has come at a cost for us with the injuries. One or two we feel we can rule out straight away. So yesterday was a frantic day. We're trying to bring players in. You know, we were still at it last night at 11:45, but as yet we haven't had any joy to try and bring some bodies in to help the lads. But what it does do is it gives us an opportunity to blood one or two of the younger ones that we feel that have got potential. So, you know, we'll get on with it. No matter what we've got in the building on Saturday morning, we'll put a team out that we'll feel that capable of going, winning a game and having a good go.
Vasell and Payne had hamstring problems. You'd do very well to get them right,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah, very much so. Vasell even more so than Payne. And Andy Taylor's knee, you know, he went for a scan yesterday, so we're waiting the reports on that. But that seems to have got better overnight. I think what it does do, it just shows you the magnificent effort from everybody on Tuesday night, because we had to play Clark at left back, and he's not played there all season. He's played there in the past. But I thought, you know, the way the players just adapted and got on with it was magnificent.
Yeah, well, when you look at the injury situation, I spoke to you a week ago and you said Colin Daniel and Eddie Nolan were your only issues. And now it just shows what a week in football can be like, isn't it? Because you lost Brad Potts last weekend and then you lose three more.
Yeah, and like you say, I think, I know that we've got seven games in February. We've got to rearrange the Plymouth game now. So that'll probably make it either six in March and seven in April. So, you know, on top of injuries, you're going to have suspensions. And so we need to bring bodies in. And we're working very, very hard to get the bodies in.
Are Nolan and Daniel any closer to being fit?
They're closer. They're not fit. Eddie will join in today. So he might come into contention on Saturday. But we're stretched, that's for sure. It's going to take a massive effort on Saturday, but like you saw on Tuesday night, these players are capable of producing massive efforts.
You know, you made the call to loan out Luke Higham. Is there any sort of recall in that, or does he have to see out this month?
Yeah, 28 days, you have to see it out. And, you know, at the time, it's the right decision for him. He needed games. He's not played games all season. He's gone there and played some games already. And, you know, we're delighted because he's doing well there. So it serves its purpose. But we have to get on without Luke, I'm afraid, and Henry.
Where do you need Gary at this moment in time? Where would you say the squad is so light that you need bodies in?
Well, we've got four defenders. So Andy Todd, who's been with us since September, October, just helping out coaching since he was sacked at Newport. He might have to get his boots on and look to make a comeback. And I'd be delighted picking him because he's got unbelievable experience and, you know, what a player he was. But in all seriousness, he's been massive for us, Toddy, by helping out with the defenders. And you've seen the contribution that he's made in terms of the performances with that, with the back four and the clean sheets. So we just have to do the same again with the fit defenders that we've got. We'll work very hard with him and the rest of them and try and get another clean sheet on Saturday.
Is it loans at this moment in time, or would you like to bring in some players on a more permanent basis?
The thing that you have with permanent at this particular time of the window is that they're always looking beyond the next 6 months as well. So that provides a challenge. But in an ideal world, I think you're always better bringing in players that are contracted to your team rather than loans, because obviously that means that they're here and they buy into what you do probably a little bit more, just because they know that that's it for the next 6 months, 18 months, whatever. You know, a loan player is always looking at possibly, you know, this, I'm only here for a couple of months and then going back. That's the mentality. You understand that. But the market being the market, we're trying to find the right ones if we can bring them in on loan as well as permanent.